In this lesson, we're going to be focused on listening and listening to understand, not just to respond. In our previous lesson, we talked about how to use words wisely and well, how to put into words what we really want, what's really on our heart in a way that communicates clearly and openly and honestly and directly. And we mentioned that that was probably the second most important relational skill of all, to use our words well. In this lesson, we are talking about the most important relational skill, listening to understand. An author named William Stringfellow has written this: "Listening is a rare happening among human beings. You cannot listen to the word another is speaking if you are preoccupied with your appearance or with impressing the other person, or you are trying to decide what you're going to say when the other stops talking, or you're debating about whether what is being said is true or relevant or agreeable. Such matters have their place, but only after listening to the word as the word is being uttered. Listening is a primitive act of love, in which a person gives himself to another's word, making himself accessible and vulnerable to that word." End quote. And I agree that listening is an act of love, and it is an act of acceptance, and that is why it is so vital to healthy, life-giving relationships. It is the single most important relational skill a person can develop.